You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome in on a Thursday. Nice to have you with us. 3 o'clock. We're going to make you and a team say no to something. We have fresh commentary from Max Crosby. I have a trade offer. My trade is going to hurt. But I need you to give me one legitimate reason to say no. And I don't control what the Raiders do. Rico doesn't control what the Raiders do. But your job is to make them say no. We're going to do it at 3 o'clock because what Crosby said is very interesting. So we'll get to it. But we're going to start with something different. There's a lot of dumb in the world today. And George Pickens has taken his step at the plate. And it got me and Rico thinking about something. Now, George Pickens, Steeler wide receiver, and he's becoming a known problem, said something stupid on a podcast, essentially demeaning Amon-Ra St. Brown, calling him a slot merchant, that the only reason Amon-Ra puts up numbers is he's a byproduct of the offense, and that he is a slot merchant. As to, you know, guys who play the slot are lesser than a outside receiver. So it got me and Rico talking. And therefore, we wanted to bring it to you. What? Why is it such a struggle for the universe to just admit that Amon-Ra is not in the conversation as a top 10 receiver and probably not as a top 5? Instead, Amon-Ra's in the conversation as the best wide receiver in football. Now, we can do numbers. We can have fun. Rico's got a theory. The point I make to you is, from day one, the dude showed up and has racked 90 and 100 and 120 catch seasons. His yards per catch is up every year. He put up 1,500 last year. He had 11 touchdowns last year. He plays every week, rain or shine. He plays hurt. He's your go-to on every tough down. Oh, and by the way, blocks in the run game. Go find diva wideouts who do that. But yet, Enrico, we've talked about it. He doesn't get the shine he deserves. Mm-hmm. And now you get dogged out by this nobody cancer in George Pickens.
What I don't understand is, why is it that Pittsburgh wide receivers just love to be divas? It's starting to become a thing, David. And it's not to pick on you and your team, but yeah, your guys can't keep their mouths shut and they're not great receivers. But I look at this and I think it boils down to everything you just said, Mike. He's not flashy. He doesn't run his mouth. He's a team player. He's about team first, not him. You don't see him throwing a fit on the sideline or pouting because he's not getting any passes. If the Lions win a game and he gets one reception, he's fine with that because we're singing the fight song in the locker room. That's what Amon-Ra St. Brown is. But I think people look at him negatively because he doesn't do the big plays, the splash plays. He doesn't have the 4-3 speed. He's not going to have that 60-yard bomb. As a matter of fact, you're a Lions fan. You probably appreciate the J-Mo touchdowns over the Amon-Ra touchdowns. The J-Mo catches over St. Brown catches because it's splashy. Because it's when Amon-Ra catches a ball, it's a first down, you move on. Even on their own team, when J-Mo catches the ball, you lean forward watching your TV. You stand up in your seat because you're thinking, this is about to be a big play. It was like Barry Sanders when he played here. It's like certain guys, Lamar Jackson, when he takes off running. you lean forward, whether you realize it or not, because you're about to witness history. You don't feel that way with St. Brown. And I think that's why. It's cheap. I do want to play a little bit of a game with you.
Sure.
If you would like. David, join in. We like the, you know, player A, player B. I throw in a caveat. Player A, player B, or player C.
All right.
Player A, 3,200 yards. This is since 2021. 3,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, 23 receptions. 213 receptions, sorry. 213 receptions, 3,200 yards, 16 touchdowns.
Okay.
Since 2021, player B, 5,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 330 receptions. Player C, 3,900 yards, 24 touchdowns, 346 receptions. Want to take a guess? Player A? He's a guy that I think a lot of NFL fans will say, flashy guy.
Justin Jefferson.
No, player A, 3,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, 213 receptions. That's Debo. It's Debo for the 49ers. Flashy player, though, right? He gets a lot of the hype. Player B, 5,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 330 receptions. That's Justin Jefferson. Right behind him is Amon-Ra St. Brown, 38, 77, 24 touchdowns, 346 yards. Justin Jefferson has more total yardage, but as far as touchdowns go, they're right there. As far as receptions go, they're right there. But it's that difference. Jefferson has the bigger plays. Jefferson had a 98-yard touchdown already this season. Mike, it's because you don't get the big. If Amon-Ra, I think we saw in the sheet, he's got one touchdown for his longest catch ever is 70 yards. But most this year, so far, his longest catch, you want to take a guess?
20.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's why. I don't understand it. I think that it's wrong, but this is why he gets treated this way is because he doesn't have the big splash. And I think Lions fans, they appreciate J-Mo more than they appreciate him. The true fans don't know. But the fringe fans, because when St. Brown catches it, yeah, good. J-Mo catches it. Man, that means something special is about to happen.
Well, I think if you believe that, you're a moron. So there's that. If you actually think what J-Mo does is more special than Amon-Ra, you're a moron. Straight up. You can call in. You're a moron. Amon-Ra's best receiver in football. Shuts his mouth, comes to work, plays hurt, no drama, doesn't bag his QB, catches the ball, doesn't fumble, one career fumble. And he's infinitely reliable. And he's awesome. He's uncoverable. So I'd love to hear from the people. And I hope you're wrong. I hope people don't call up and they somehow, J-Mo special. J-Mo is a byproduct of playing with Amon-Ra. If I jettison J-Mo somewhere else and he has to face double teams and he's the focal point, he's a below average wide receiver.
Here's where St. Brown is better, and this gets lost in the sauce. Not only does he block, not only is he about the team, but once again, when the Lions win and he's got, you know, three receptions against the Rams, they win in overtime. He had 13 yards, three receptions. You didn't hear him pouting. You didn't see the helmet getting slammed down on the ground. You didn't see any of that stuff. He was about, all right, I'm going to block for David Montgomery. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help this team win. It's that little stuff right there that you don't see, that you don't see on ESPN highlights, that you don't see on the NFL films. This guy, I didn't think that he was, or like, you know, people are like, well, he's a top 10 wide receiver. I'm like, I was Pickens. Come on. He's not. But after last year, I'll be the first to say, no, he's in that category of best receiver in the NFL. He's not Jamar Chase. He doesn't need to be Jamar Chase. 248-539-9797.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about Jamar Chase. You know, let me cue this up. Because this is another guy. Drives me insane. So here's Jamar Chase, right? Now, this is a guy, when you look at his career, I just want you to look at the career numbers. You tell me what you see. Because, look, he'll make these fabulous plays. You look at it and you're like, wow. Like, he had that touchdown a couple weeks ago against the Ravens. And he took it to the house. You're like, okay, that was really, really special, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Jamar Chase in numbers. And I want you to tell me what you see. Now, mind you, he has 81 catches, 87 catches, 100 catches, and 34. Well, Amon-Ra outdone him there. The yardage. Now, he exploded as a rookie. 1,455, 13 touchdowns. Then 1,000. Then 1,200. This year, 565. But touchdowns, 13, 9, 7, 5 this year. The point is, the separator is what Rico's talking about, guys. Oh, he had an 82-yarder and a 76-yarder. And it's like, I don't care. Right here, right now, for what you do, Amon-Ra's the perfect receiver. I don't think there's this big gap between Jamar Chase and Amon-Ra. I don't think there's a big gap between Tyreek Hill. They ask me right now, who would I rather have play in, play out, right here for Detroit? Amon-Ra. Seriously.
I got you, but yeah.
So, it's like, true. I find it funny when people do this stuff because it's like you think you're going to see this big outlier, like, oh, Amon-Ra's numbers aren't close. Yes, they are.
It sounds ridiculous when you say it until you take a look and you're like, wait, that's not that ridiculous. Their numbers are very comparable. They're right. Very similar. Because you're thinking, oh, Tyreek Hill, of course you want to take him. Do you?
I can't keep it in his pants.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
But see, and that's the other thing, man. There's no controversy. There's no nothing.
No noise.
They signed him, so there won't be a contract holdout. You won't get any of that. He just shows up. Goes to work.
Why is George Pickens talking that bula? And seriously, what holds Amon-Ra back from getting his respect as the league's best receiver? And if you disagree, you think we're insane for saying he's in that conversation, bring the ammunition. What do you got? Why isn't he? Because what Rico said is true. No noise. No drama. I'm never going to have to worry about a magical hamstring, Devontae Adams. This is a guy who just plays, man. Plays hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. And don't worry. We'll get to the 3 o'clock thing. That's where people are going to get upset with me. That's okay.
Nah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.